Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Energy Information Administration today says that the U.S. will fall well short of biofuels mandates on the uncertain development of next-generation fuels made from grasses and wood chips. The EIA says the U.S. will only blend about 30 billion gallons of fuels like corn-based ethanol and the advanced fuels into gasoline by 2022. That's about 17% short of the U.S. mandate of 36 billion gallons by that year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 88.40 is up 16.57. The NASDAQ's at 1586.78. It's up 9.47. And the S&P 500's at 908.88. And it's up 4.46.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Taking a look at the resumption of trade in Kansas City, March wheat opened at 581, up 3 3/4 on the open. May, 593, up 3 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 564, up 6 1/2 on the open. May, 576, up 5 3/4. July, 588, up 6 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 387, down 2 1/2 on the open. May, 398, down 2 1/2. July, 410, down 1. December, 435, down 1/4. And March of 2010, 441 1/2, down 2 3/4 on the open. January beans open at 860, down 4 on the open. March, 863, down 6. May, 876, down 4 1/2. July, 888, down 3 1/2. August, 890, down 5. November of 2009, 891, down 5 on the open. January soybean meal open at 263, down 20 on the open. March, 262.80, down 30. January soybean oil opened at 30.45, down 55 on the open. March 30.85, down 51. CME livestock, December live cattle opened at 85.70, down 75 on the open. January feeders 93, down 45. February lean hog 62.45, down 17 1/2. And February pork bellies 89, up 202 1/2 on the open. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He's in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Somebody told me.
Dave.
That's the line. Hello,
Dave.
Dan.
Yeah, Dave.
There you are. Want to get an overall opinion or two from you today and just ask you, as you look at the next couple of months out into the February time frame, what do you think the most important indicators of grain direction and strength will be looking at charts other than the grain charts?
Well, naturally, the market is still, restless and anxious of what's going on in the equity markets. And, of course, most recently here, this big decline that we've seen in the dollar, I think, has got a lot of people somewhat wondering how that's all going to play out here in the next 60 days or so in the grain market. But I think the first thing that we need to probably think about is the weakness of the dollar is definitely, has the trade thinking that inflation will begin to pick up at some point in time. I think there's a lot of argument among economists whether or not that's going to be sooner or later. The thing that we'll need to see in the grain complex, we do need to see the impact of the cheaper dollar through maybe a pickup of export demand, if that is going to help us out on the ag world anytime soon. Of corn exports are roughly half of what they were a year ago, or sales were. Wheat sales are still running 30% or so behind a year ago. Beans are hanging in there, but, you know, in another couple months, we'll begin to start focusing on South American supply. So I think that'll be the thing that we'll need. The other thing that we kind of need to be watching to see whether or not ethanol demand can kind of get back on track again. You know, right at the moment, we've got gasoline futures trading above ethanol. So that discourages blending of ethanol, and somehow either through an economic stimulus bill or some kind of aid to the ethanol industry, we'll have to probably be seen to get that back on track or so, Dave.
As you look at that U.S. dollar and begin to think about the inflation phase kicking in at some point, given that the Fed is printing a lot of money out there to stimulate the economy, do you think that the dollar really will be all that supportive of new demand for corn, given the cheapness of the dollar and what it'll take to buy it?
Well, that's the debate. You're cheapening the dollar, but you're also in an environment of shrinking demand, and that's the difference that we have today compared to where we had a year ago. A year ago, we had a weakening dollar, but we had, looking ahead, we looked at an expanding demand base or expanding demand for our commodities. Now that's in reverse. So, yes, you're right. I don't think the cheaper dollar, we need to see more than the cheaper dollar going to get the ag commodities to kind of put together any kind of meaningful recovery rally in here over the next 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, and as we were thinking about why corn prices were able to rally so significantly throughout a good portion of this year, we kept looking back to the oil market and oil futures and the meteoric rise that we saw in that market. And today we have oil futures with a three handle, and gotta wonder what that implies for corn.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, corn now, you know, years ago it was strictly a feed grain market. Today, when we're using 3.5 to 4 billion bushels worth of our supply in the energy, corn is also priced as an energy commodity. And yes, that's the problem that we have, especially over the past couple months, is that oil prices have gotten so cheap that has taken gasoline prices underneath ethanol futures. Now, all of late 2006, or I mean starting in 2007 and through the first 9 months or so here of 2008, ethanol futures were cheaper than gasoline. So that encouraged the blenders to blend in ethanol because they could bring down the per gallon gasoline charge to the consumer. Now, since ethanol futures are on top of gasoline, when you blend the ethanol now to gasoline, you're actually raising the per gallon price to the consumer. So that is where ethanol is going to struggle on demand until we can get that relationship reversed again.
What will that take?
Well, that I don't know. I mean, my guess is that the new administration is going to address that. Maybe they could do that with larger blender credits to try to get that reversed. We need something like that because otherwise you're going to see demand for ethanol continue to slip.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Lots of warnings to pass on to you. Ed Kieser tells us an ice storm warning is in effect for DeWitt, Logan, and McLean counties from 3 p.m. today through 12 noon tomorrow. An ice storm warning in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties 7 p.m. today through noon tomorrow. A freezing rain advisory in effect for Champaign, Piatt, Vermilion counties from 3 p.m. today through 12 noon tomorrow. And a freezing rain advisory in effect for Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, Macon, Moultrie, Sagamon, and Shelby counties from 3 p.m. today through 6 a.m. tomorrow. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web 24/7 at willag.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.